We're doing Tayag Mitzvot, and we're up to the uncommon mitzvot. And the next mitzvah he discusses is that the mitzvah of Baal Tashchis. We're not supposed to destroy fruit-bearing trees. And Chazal applied this not only to fruit-bearing trees, but any wanton destruction, any destruction that's pointless. The next mitzvah is the mitzvah not to use two animals together in plowing or in doing work. You're not even allowed to tie a horse in front and a cow in back. You're not supposed to cause two animals to work together. And then there's the prohibition of Kelayim, not to crossbreed animals. And here the Torah really prohibits just taking the animal and physically sticking the maleness into the femaleness of another animal. But if you just put them together in a corral and they end up mating, that's not the prohibition. What? I don't think it's Drabanan either. I think it says in Shulchan Aruch it's Mutter. Pretty sure. The next prohibition of the uncommon mitzvot is the prohibition of planting kelayim together. If you plant in a vineyard, if you plant grains or vegetables, that's the biblical prohibition of kelayim. In Israel, that prohibition is biblical. In Chutz Laaretz, it is rabbinic. Then there is the prohibition of cross-planting two different forms of seeds, even without a grapevine, meaning there's one prohibition of a grape in a grapevine, in a grape field, in a grape orchard, planting a vegetable or crops. Then there's another prohibition of cross planting two different breeds, two different crops in one field. And you're not allowed to eat what grows from a vegetable or crops that grow in a grape orchard. The next mitzvah is the mitzvah of peah, leaving over a corner of the field. You leave over a corner. The next mitzvah is leket, when you drop one stalk or two or up to three, so then you have to leave it for the poor, if you drop one or two as you're harvesting. And then there's the mitzvah of shikha, if you forget a bundle, one or two bundles, you have to leave it for the poor. Ololos is in a vineyard, if you have grape clusters that don't have a complete cluster, so then the Torah says, leave them for the poor. If either the branches don't hang on one another in the cluster, or in the bottom the cluster isn't tight, that's called olilos. That's supposed to be left for the poor. And then there's the mitzvah of peret. And peret is the same thing with grapes as with grains. If you drop one or two, you leave it for the poor. If you drop three, you're allowed to pick it up. So those are the mitzvahs of the leaving for the poor. Teya, the corner of the field, which could also apply to fruit-bearing trees. Leket, shikha, you drop one or two or you forget. Peret and olilot. Peret is if you drop one grape or two by the grapevine, and olilot is those grape clusters that are not whole clusters.